Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. This is episode number 180. Wow. Time flies and the episodes fly by as well. It's really crazy, actually. Crazy is my favorite word. I even use it in German, so when people tell me a story or so, I just say crazy. Because I think a lot of things are crazy. Like, it's insane to imagine. Notice how I try to admit using crazy once more. I like this word. It kind of describes this weird vibe of things being unexpected. And by that, I want to welcome you to this new episode and this crazy ride that we're embarking on right now. As is often the case, I don't really know what I want to talk about yet or how this episode is going to be titled, but I usually figure that out while I go. So let's talk about the things I've experienced a couple of days ago. A dear friend of mine and I actually decided to sign up to it's not a speed dating thing because it's not the classic form of speed dating where you just sit down and then meet a new person every 2 minutes. It was more like a broader sense speed dating where there were 3 rounds of 1.5 or 1 hour length, and you basically switched from one location to the other and were in a group of about 10 people who were all single and who had also signed up to the thing, obviously, and you stood there for about 1.5 hours, and you were able to just like interact and talk to other people in the group. So my friend and I signed up to that, and luckily we were together the entire evening because we signed up together. And I don't want to get into detail too much, but what I just want to say and stress is how important it is to stay open and open-minded and flexible and to embrace new experiences and meeting new people. We, surprisingly, even though it was like a dating thing, I mean, half of the group was made up of men and the other half of women, and we bonded a lot with women and met very cool girls who were so down to earth and really sympathetic and really fun to be around, and we had a lot of fun that evening. I think I can definitely speak for myself, obviously, but also for my friend, and that we agreed that it was a cool experience and we were very happy to have participated. Dating wise, we shall see. You know, I'm always very open. I think there are two sides to it. On the one hand, you have to be really open and almost free of expectations because you can't force anything in love. You can't force other people to like you or be interested in you or anything like that. It just comes naturally. But at the same time, you should have some basic ideas and wishes and maybe even expectations of what your future partner should bring to the table or be like. And so I think it's a very thin line that you kind of oscillate along. And it's so important to, as I said, to stay open-minded and flexible, but also have your goal in mind and to focus on your aim. It's challenging. To be single in this world is really challenging, and I think the times aren't easy, but at the same time, you hear from people who really find their dream partner and they just click with them immediately and they know and they get together fast and live happily ever after. I don't think it's really that, because oftentimes we also don't know exactly if the relationship is really that happy or not. But what I want to say is it's still possible and we shouldn't give up hope. So that's definitely something I did last Friday. It's Sunday today, so I had a couple of days to reflect on everything and to kind of consolidate everything internally. And I must say that flexibility is so important, and mental flexibility is really key to succeeding in today's world because things develop and they change so quickly, and it's so hard for us sometimes to keep up. But if you're mentally flexible, flexible and open-minded, it's so much easier. And experiencing things like the dating experiment that my friend and I embarked on is fun and important because you enrich your life and you expand your boundaries and you just push beyond your comfort zone. At least that was the case for me because I'm not really super comfortable meeting new people, but since we were in a relatively small group and we knew each other, it was a lot easier. So don't be afraid to try something new, but also don't be afraid to do it with a friend and to get help from people that you know and to support you and to really build your circle of trustworthy people who support each other and who are there for you. I think that's extremely important. I don't really know if I want to go into more detail in this episode. Probably I could talk about so many topics, but I have to make some certain decisions for myself and for my own life before I'm ready to share them. But let me tell you, big things are actually happening, at least for now, inside of me. I'm pretty sure that'll soon translate into the real world and into the visible realm, and I'll definitely make sure to keep you updated. I want to finish by saying that it's so important to trust in yourself and your own abilities, but also to trust in a higher power and in life. I trust God so much, and I want the best for the people around me and for myself. And I think if you live your life based on love instead of fear, so many things become possible and so many new opportunities pop up, and it's so much easier for you to go on and to really achieve what you want to achieve because you're not caught in a state of fear. You're acting from a place of love. And it's so important to have faith. And before Easter, I actually said I was going to record an episode about faith. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should really dedicate a whole episode to my relationship with God. But let me just say this, God is always there for you. He's on your side and he wants you to be happy and you to have everything that you wish for. And don't be fooled. Like, you believe in something, and even though you're not aware of it, or you think you don't believe in anything, or you're an atheist or whatever, there is something you believe in, be it money or your own abilities or the fact that you can achieve things through hard work. There is something that you believe in because you have certain values, and so important and so vital to explore your own values and to know what your beliefs are and what your fundamental beliefs in life are actually about. So I know for a fact that my trust and belief in God is actually giving me more and more strength and passion and just inner peace that allows me to step up and to live my life in a way that I actually want to live it. It's not like there's a magic pill that'll change everything from one day to the next, but in a sense, if there was something comparative to a magic pill, it would be your mindset and your beliefs. Because if you change them, you can literally achieve everything, and you can achieve it overnight. And there are so many success stories of people who really kept doing what they believed in and then became successful, and it seemed to have happened overnight. And sometimes this success comes easily. I think a limiting belief that so many people have is that you always have to work super hard for everything. And I just think, if you believe that, that's what's going to happen in your life. But if you stay open-minded, and if you believe in miracles, and if you're open to magic unfolding in your life too, that's going to be your experience. And it's going to be easier for you to draw in situations and people and super unexpected positive things that are going to change your life overnight. So in this episode, I've actually talked about so many different things, and I want to sum this up by saying, firstly, stay flexible, open-minded, but also certain of what you want. Have your goals in mind. Don't be afraid to ask for help and to build a circle of supportive people around you. And be aware of the fact that we all have beliefs and that you also believe in something. So explore what that is and make a conscious decision of what you allow in your life and what you don't. thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really, really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure to subscribe to my podcast, to recommend it to someone you know, and to rate it wherever you're listening. Thank you again. I will catch you very soon next Thursday. Stay tuned until then. Bye.